It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
He is the good news.
And we load it up for a Tuesday edition of Not Necessarily.
Not Necessarily the News.
Where I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome, our Hank Facebook Livers. Tonight's lead story, we start with...
Time to talk about sports.
Last night, our Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to stop staying up for these. 27-17 loss to Arizona. And the Cardinals at home last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyler Murray didn't even play. Neither did the Cowboys, really. And but interestingly... Today's the trade deadline this afternoon for the NFL.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones, I've never heard this before. He said the Cowboys had made a trade already, like before the game, but that wouldn't tell us who. But a deal's in place.
Mm.
So we'll find out later on today after they get trounced by the Cardinals on Monday Night Football last night. Is there any chance we could trade the entire team, perhaps?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah,
that's right.
Maybe for a new Bass Pro Shops. I would take that. That's
we're
a
going
fair
to the
trade.
Super Bowl.
How about them Cowboys?
Not the one for the NFL, probably. Maybe one in our hearts.
So most of us do not get rich when we tie the knot. However, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they've got options and could be adding on to their immense fortune. As sources say, a streaming deal to show off all the nuptials online would be worth about $70 million. And it could be even bigger than the Super Bowl.
How about
Let's
that?
Invite the Cowboys. But will it happen? Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Apparently, they're focused on the magic of the moment,
yeah,
which you understand well, KB. And they don't want to monetize all that. Another expensive option is attending Travis's football games because she spent $2 million on her security detail just to make sure she's safe.
I wonder how much we could secure, me and Elle, for our streaming rights. Having a hard enough time convincing people that there's money to be made off this thing anyway. Whatever, man. All right, here we go. Yeah, we get our weekly Trump date back at 7:47 today. But yeah,
thank
well,
heavens.
Okay. There was, in fact, he had said he was going to be today. We would have had to go 2 weeks without it. But he said last minute, the president, that he will not be attending the Supreme Court hearings on his tariffs. Previously said that he would be there, like at the Supreme Court, I guess, like in the gallery
yeah.
area. Or something, hanging out with the sketch artist.
Wearing his wigs.
Is there a stenographer for the Supreme Court? What are you writing? All right, so yeah, so he will be with us at 7:47. Mine, also, honorable mention to Cracker Barrel, believe it or not.
Aww.
They had a nice little meme about the East Wing ballroom remodeling at the White House. Cracker Barrel posting yesterday. You probably don't want us anywhere near a remodel. That's funny because they, you know, the Herschel thing.
Was a good idea.
By the way, the Trump Energy Secretary said yesterday, quote, no nuclear blast tests for now.
Okay. There's a ringing endorsement.
I think that's a win. We'll take that.
America.
All right. Proceed to your Bass Pro Shop.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Katie Holmes, Nicole Kidman, no exception. Word is the ladies have rallied around Ana de Armas in the wake of her split from Tom Cruise. And they see a lot of their younger selves in Tom's latest ex-girlfriend and are apparently very protective of her. She's just 37 years old. Of course, Katie and Nicole, both of Tom's ex-wives, they haven't made contact, but they're very, very touched.
Traveling sisterhood of the Yaya Tom Cruise pants.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
They should meet triannually, at least. And print up t-shirts.
I know where she's hanging out.
Yeah. He's very puntable. You can take him to call. We're going to have details on this, actually, as it's just breaking. We got this coming up at about 17 minutes, top of the hour. The notable passings, first of all, Vice President Dick Cheney. You got the details on that coming up on the way. And also notable passing, the Oscar-nominated actress, mother of Laura Dern, Diane Ladd, passing away. Her family announced she was 89. Also announced I guess this is still a thing, People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive was announced.
Oh, hey, baby.
Jonathan Bailey, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's Jonathan Bailey?
Sounds like a sacker of Brookshire's. Jonathan Bailey. He's okay, here's his credits. He was Lord Anthony on Bridgerton. Fierro in the Wicked. The Wicked movies.
Was that, yeah.
He was also in Jurassic World Rebirth.
Galinda's boyfriend. Was that who it was?
It's kind of telling of, now I know more of the RIPs that we announce than the sexiest people alive list.
It's going to be us.
I want to go hang out with Herschel. He's ballroom.
Marathon man Mark Phillips made history at the Marine Corps Marathon in D.C.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he made history to us.
Yeah, he did.
But what about Idaho?
Who?
We've got answers. Yeah, the city of Ammon, Idaho, is getting a jump on Christmas with something called the Nogathon. Are you listening, Mark?
And Baba.
It's not just 32 miles. It's 1 mile with a twist. So participants drink a cup of eggnog, then run a quarter mile. And then repeat it 3 different times.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a fun run. You know, who would consider this fun?
Well, it's fun.
Mm.
Until the end.
Are they out of their minds?
Yeah.
It's not what I'd worry about, Mark.
I think the end would be about like 100 meters.
Clean up mile 3. YouTube TV making a lot of people angry, along with the Disney. They're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And when two people fight like that, you can't see Monday Night Football last night. So YouTube TV and that also, they're saying, well, it's an election day. Are you not going to air our election coverage?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a riot
we
or something?
We need to know.
Turns out, no, it's
don't
not.
Don't forget to vote.
It's not. Their YouTube TV says we don't care about David Muir and the election updates. They can go elsewhere for that. So. YouTube and Netflix flexing their muscle because the U.S. box office had its worst Halloween weekend in 31 years this past weekend. So they got it all. And then finally, NASA responded to Kim Kardashian after Kim Kardashian questioned the 1969 moon landing. Says, I didn't think it happened. I don't think it happened. Because why is the flag on the moon blowing in the wind? Insinuating that there would be wind on the moon, and she doesn't believe that there would be. And that the flag is upright because it's not propped like it actually was. It was. NASA said to Kim Kardashian, "We've been to the moon 6 times." Kim Kardashian says, "Show me the real footage." NASA said, "We've seen yours."
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Are they out of their minds?
I'm telling you, during a government shutdown, all bets are off.
Yeah.